You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a gentleman who was at Sunday Mass, and one morning as he left, who greeted the priest who was shaking hands outside the front door of church, he said to the priest, "Father, I just want you to know, I really appreciated your homily today." And so the priest had a big smile, and his head began to get big, and then the man said, "I want you to know I woke up from it really refreshed." I'm not sure, or I'm sure, that we're all familiar with that old adage, bad habits are hard to break. Certainly a lot of truth to that statement. But I also think that the opposite of that may be true. Good habits are hard to break. Back in the year 2000, I had some back surgery to repair a herniated disc. And as part of the rehabilitation, I went to physical therapy for several weeks. Ever since then, I've continued to do those same back exercises they gave me in physical therapy every morning, trying to keep from having any recurring back problems. It's become a good habit that's hard to break. It's just automatic that the first thing every morning I do is take 10 or 12 minutes to do those exercises. And fortunately, I've had no back problems since. Just as physical exercises are important for good physical health, so too spiritual exercises are important for good spiritual health. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us a parable about the necessity of praying always without becoming weary. As St. Paul said in our second reading, be persistent, whether convenient or inconvenient. Obviously, we are here today because we value the importance of prayer. But just like doing my physical exercises once a week would not be very helpful to my physical well-being, so too praying only once a week is not going to be helpful to my spiritual health as much as praying every day would be. During the month of October, many of you took the little Burgundy Stewardship booklets that we can use for our daily prayer each day. Jesus is not asking us to pray all day long, but to keep prayer in our life over the long haul, day in and day out. We might not think of prayer as part of our stewardship, but it is. Just think, God gives each one of us 1,440 minutes each and every day. Stewardship is showing our gratitude to God for the gift of these minutes each day by returning just a few of those to God in thanksgiving. I try to remind myself that I should give at least as much time each day to prayer as I do to my physical exercises. And so we should all strive to make prayer an integral part of our life each day, mindful that indeed good habits are hard to break. But we pray every day not to get God to do for us what we want God to do, but we pray so that we might get in touch with what God wants for us and wants us to do. For like Jesus, our ultimate prayer must always be, not my will, but yours be done. And the good news that we must always remember is that God wants us all to be happy. But sometimes we resist the happiness that God has offered to us by resisting the opportunities we have for daily prayer. We can all sometimes tell ourselves we're just too busy. But in essence, we're telling God we're just too busy to accept the happiness that He's created us for by taking time out to get in touch with our God each day. It was the Trappist monk and famous spiritual writer Thomas Merton who once wrote, "It is becoming increasingly more apparent to me that the only people in this world who are truly happy are the people who have learned how to pray. In a sense, the church is a school of prayer. Indeed, we all want to be happy. But again, if we resist making prayer a part of our daily routine, we're resisting God's plan for happiness for us. As our little Burgundy Stewardship booklets remind us, the key to stewardship is planned giving, giving off the top and not what's left over. Prayer takes time. And unless we make room for prayer in our daily schedule, we'll end up just giving God the leftovers and not the first fruits of our time. For indeed, if we are just too busy to pray every day, then we are too busy. And as the old adage goes, the rat race leads to either a hole in the wall or a hole in the ground. A good start to daily prayer could be just to utter words of gratitude to God as we go through our daily routine. Or maybe just to say, regardless of where we are, what we're doing, or who we're with, God is good.
All the time.
All the time.